there's a lot to learn in the sugya, but we'll focus. There's two beautiful tshuvas from the Oinig Yontif, and based on these two tshuvas, we'll get a very geshmaka sense understanding in the subject. We'll start the two tshuvas from the Oinig Yontif. We'll start with the second one. It's page Tuf Yud Gimel. Okay, page Tuf Yud Gimel in the tshuva. Here's the question. The question is. So here's the question. The question is, I walk into my chava's home, and I know that my friend who I'm next to is... I walk into my friend's house, I know that the... page Tuf Yud Gimel, the Oinig Yontif. I know that he would be more than thrilled to have me eat his food at home, so I walk in, I'm about to sit down to a very geshmaka meal, and before I sit down to a geshmaka meal, I have only one problem, there was no challah taken from his iser. So the shaila is, do I have the heter to, just like I have the heter, perhaps, to, in certain cases, if it's a person, for example, who you've eaten by him in the past, and it's a person who, knowing for sure that he gives permission is not so poshut, but it's a person who you've eaten by him in the past already, and it's a person who you have a permission, so do you also have permission to take challah, but he doesn't know you're there eating on that very specific day? So let's go through the lamdas. He starts off with the very famous lamdas, Rabbi Yisai. First he says you got to deal with the general question. Are you allowed to go and use another person's nechassim without permission if you know for sure the person would give you permission, right? So he's such a close friend that when you're going to leave his house, and if you're in his house, and you try to eat something, and you left his house, you didn't eat something, and then he meets you a day or two later, and he says, Rabid, you were in my house, and you didn't take something to eat, right? So the Rav Shechon Aruch Paskins that are filling this oifen, it's usa to eat something in his house. Why? He says, a very beautiful lush in the Rav Shechon Aruch, it says, even if after he finds out, he's going to be yismach b'fnai avusai, it's still usa. Why? Because we have a concept that shor shleimidas is gazlin. You can't take another person's possession without the shiz, even if you know for sure the person's going to give you permission. Now, there are exceptions to the rules. The exceptions to the rules are that if he's given you already permission many times, or there's an exception to the rule if it's a duva miyat that people aren't makbid. So, whatever the exception is. But he's asking a very interesting question in the Oinig Yontif. Forget about that original shaila. Let's talk about this following question. The following question is that when you walk in and you take a look around, the item, they didn't take challah from the item. So are you allowed to take challah because you know for sure he would let you take challah from his item? We'll see. How does this tie into the concept of zuchin? Let's understand this very well. I'm not zuchin l'udam. You know what? Let's learn the shtickle first, and then we're going to go directly into this question. And it goes with tzchi a bit further. It goes with tzchi into kedushin. So we'll learn a little bit dafyomi over here a little too. So let's go through lamdas a bit. He starts off with the very famous gemuras. Go to the bottom line of the page. Very famous gemuras on the sechtes buv metzia that everybody's familiar with. Amayma mazita and Rebbe Leza ikli lebustin et demuri bar isik. Okay, so let's just chazer over this famous gemuras buv metzia, which we've learned in the past already. The Gemara of Metzias has a story that you have the story happens that Amayma and Mazitra and Abeleza end up in the famous garden and the famous place where Murib Bar Isik was the Uris, and they were growing fruit. So the Gemara has a story that Murib Bar Isik sees these three big gedolim come in. With something geshmak to eat. So what happens? So what does he do? He brings dates and pomegranate, and he puts down a beautiful platter in front of the rabbunim. The Gemara has a story that Amayma and Rebbe Leza ochli. Amayma and Rebbe Leza ate from the fruit, and Mazita lo yochel. Mazita didn't eat. So the Gemara says, Adahuchu usimuri bar isik vashkechini. So what happens? Now Murib Bar Isik, who is the owner of the field, walks in and he says, "No, Rabbeisa." He turns to all of them. Why did you bring them the shvachas chayre? If the rabbunim come, you should have been mechaber them with the best stuff in the field. Why did you give them shvach stuff? So, Ameima says to Rebbe Lezer and Mazitra, "Nu hashta mile ochel mar bishloim. Until now, you refused to eat because you were afraid. Maybe only the worker, the Udas, gave you permission, but the balabus atish galas. But now that you see that he walked in and he said, Gesinterheit, take the best stuff, right? Which is what we refer to as klach eitzel yufus, the Gemara says. So why don't you eat? Okay, fine. So, but the Gemara says that they refused to eat afal pikein. Toisvis comes along, and Toisvis says the Egeshmak Eshtikl. Toisvis first says that they thought that they only had permission from the Urus, and they didn't have permission from the Balabus, number one. Then Toisvis says another thing. Toisvis asks the Kasha, later when he's going to find out, he's going to say, "Ooh, Ashud, there was such great Gedoyim in my field, and they didn't eat. For sure he's going to give permission." So look at the last line here. He says, the last two lines, Mishim Tekayim Elon Kabaya, the Afal, listen very well to these words. Even though at the end he's going to give permission, at the end, but lemaisa meikura lo nichalei. In the beginning, when they took the item, he didn't give permission. So Tosfos ties this whole sugi into Bava Metzia, because there's a sugi in Bava Metzia called Yish Shaloi Midas Loi Have a Yish. Yish Shaloi Midas means as follows: I'm walking down the street and something falls out of my pocket. If you pick up this item before I am miyayish, what's the alucha? Now you have a chiv hashuvi, you have a chiv to return it to me. If you pick up this item after I'm miyayish, so then you're allowed to keep it. So therefore, this case is like picking something up before yish. Why is it like picking something up before yish? Because when I took your item to eat it, did the balabus know yet that I'm there? No. Later the balabus comes, the balabus says, "Oh, Ashut, you didn't need it." So the yish happens later. Since the yish happens later, yish lo midas lo yav yish, therefore Tosfos says, very important, the yisoid from Tosfos comes out, the yisoid from Tosfos says that if you have another person that you know for sure will let you, you end up, one day you're driving in the country, and you end up in another person's house upstate, and you walk in, and there's a big bottle of Diet Coke in the fridge, and you're very thirsty, and you want to drink it, and there's no question under the sun the person would be maskim. According to Tosfos, it comes out, it's usa to use it, because it's a shaila of yish loy midas. I later read the last line, ba'af al gav de lepsof nichalei meikura loy nichalei. You need nicha meikura when you actually take the actual item. So this is a very geshmak ashtikul Tosfos. Comes along Rabbi Yisai the Shach, a chiddush nifla. The Shach and Shulchan Aruch disagrees with Tosfos. Pella plum. The Shach goes and disagrees with Rishon with Tosfos. Va'ashach kusav al devrayim. And this is why the Oinig Yontif is bringing this Shach. Because remember, the Oinig Yontif here is not trying to answer this question. He's trying to answer a different question. The question is, can I take challah on somebody else's Issa without permission? That's the question which the Oinig Yontif is trying to answer. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, "Vilav the mistaf zuk the shach." The next paragraph, "Vilav the mistafina yisi oima shem mita." It's mita. The yish loy midas shani. Yish loy midas is a different situation. Shegam achakach ene meyayish elam mishim sheni yedeya heichen he ba yish. Am I meyayish later? No, I'm not really miyayish later. I'm only miyayish because I have no choice, because I'm stuck, because I don't know where it is. Yival kochach misyayish. The whole yish that comes later is a yish val kochach. In kainam rinan, meikudu b'sidus le yudei. Debe me yikne, ibe yish, o hashein misyayish. Vilo yudei, sho yetz lo yoy misyayish. Ma hashein ken hocha. Given she yediyah she isratze, im kainam hashtu nami b'teirus le yudei, de mistumma eina makbid al zeh. So comes along the shach and he writes some very interesting stuff. What? But again, but there's a chiddush here in the shach which we have to get over. The shach chiddush is that since, let's say it's for sure, mistuma means for sure. It's a kurav levade. So it's for sure that the person later, when he finds out that you, on a hot day, and on the middle of a walk, ended up staying and walking into his house upstate, you didn't take a drink, he's going to say, "What? You were in my house, my best friend, you didn't take a drink?" He's going to be upset about it, right? But afal pikein, Tosfos said it was usa. The shach says it's mitta. Why does the shach say it's mitta? Because the mistuma, but remember what the shach needs to accomplish, needs to make a nicha meikura. Because if you didn't have a nicham eikura, it's considered shalosh midas gazlin. So you need to accomplish that is a nichalam afreya. So the shach wants to say that nichalam afreya works. It does accomplish that retroactively the guy gave you permission. Why? Because when do you say yesh shaloi midas, loy have a yesh, doesn't work, that's because at the end, he's really not happy to be miyayish. He's just stuck to be miyayish. Bakocha. But when the yesh on the onset happened likatchila, then you will say alamafreya that anicha works. Now, if you think about this for a moment, this shach doesn't seem to make sense. Okay, and that's why we have to look at the oinig yontif, who's going to be mevara, what's pshat in this shach. At the end of the day, there's one question. Let's understand this halacha at its source. You can't use another person's item without permission, because if you do, you are a shol shaloi midas, and you are a gazlan. Period. Now, Asha Alkain, the fact that later he for sure allows you to use this, how does this retroactively make a nicha that he gave you permission originally? Originally he didn't even know about it, so it's not shaykh. The whole story can't be. So what's pshat in this shach? Comes along the Oynig Yontif, and the Oynig Yontif says a very gishmak beer, a very, very lumdish understanding how to understand the machloikas between the shach and Toisvis. And this understanding is going to open our eyes to many, many sugyas and shas. Really kedai to hear the nafkemina well. Next paragraph. Ibiya bedvurav hanal de be'emes. Remember, I just want to just throw out what the issue is. The issue is that at the moment when you take the other person's item, at that moment you took it without permission. The fact that later he gave you permission doesn't give you a retroactive permission. And by Yishloi Midas, we paskin that was Usa. So how do we get around that problem? Answers the Oynig Yontif in the next paragraph. Ibiya devurav nilali de be'emes. Truthfully, the Oynig Yontif says, I disagree with the concept. You could say, if lebesof nichalei, if at the end the person says, oh, I wish you would have done it, so that should be a nichalei from the beginning too. Mi hayne davke hegedeloy beinen lases ayidei hanichese de bailem shum peule chadoshe. Let's hear these words very well. There's a big nafkamina. There's a beautiful nafkamina. The nafkamina is, if you need, through your nicha, to do a pu'ula chadosha you can't do retroactively, which means if you need to do an action, the fact that later he agrees doesn't do a retroactive action. Okay? V'loi be'inan ela sheloi ya'akvi ha'baylam b'zeh mahani ha'nicha sedul ma'freya. Ah, gevaldik. So the Oynig Yontif explains, when it comes to me using your item without permission, in order for me to use your item and not be a ganav, what do I need to do not to be a ganav? You know what I need to do not to be a ganav? It needs to be that I don't take your item shaloi b'shus. It needs to be that you're not makbid that I take your item. So therefore, if retroactively we find out that you were not makbid, I wasn't a ganav. So if I know for sure you're not going to be makbid, I'm not a ganav. So there already you. No, but let's say this is the case specific. You corrected on the mistumah. It's a case where for sure we know. So when we know for sure that you're not going to be makbid, then we all agree. But how about if I need, so by geneva, all I need is to know at the end you weren't makbid, I wasn't a ganav.
By him acknowledging it, there's enough of knowing.
Oh, fine. So he acknowledged, I'm not a ganav.
No, I'm talking about the person who owned the property.
Person who owned the property, okay. Fine.
He comes to you later, fine. And says,
yeah.
So therefore he's not a ganav.
Not a ganav.
Lechatchila.
But when it comes to a case where you need a pu'ula, let's understand what that case needed pu'ula. For example, I want to take truma. So I want to take truma without your permission. And truma is something that needs a positive act. It's a pu'ula chadasha. You need to own the item, and you need to do a maisa of hafrashas truma, or like in the case of the Oynig Yontif, that's the case of the Gemara, or in the case of the Oynig Yontif, hafrashas chala. So there already you need more than just that the person was not makbet, so you shouldn't be a ganif. You need that retroactively it should become that I was the owner, so I have a bailis, so I have the koyach to be mafrish chala, or to be mafrish truma. there already, you don't say it, because the nichel mafrei is only going to accomplish that I wasn't a ganef, because geneva is totally in hakpoda. Masha'enkein, over here, you need more than that. What do you need over here? You need a much bigger concept. You need a concept called that what? A pa'ula chadosha that gives me reshus to be mafresh chalo, to be mafresh truma. So for that, it's not going to work. You're asking a very good kasha. You're asking a good kasha with this lamdas. What's pshat in the Gemara? Why at the end they didn't want to eat? That's the kasha you're asking. It's a very, very geshmaka kasha. Hopefully we'll address it soon. So therefore, that is the muridig and afkamina. So therefore, the raya that the Gemara brings there is from a case of truma, where they went and the oris was mafish truma. So he said, klachay tzal yofes, right? He says, you take such shvacha stuff, you should have taken the best. The question in the Gemara is, was it a rhetorical statement or was it a regular statement? But he says, no, he says that's not the pshat, because klachay tzal yofes doesn't help you, because there it's only a gili das on something which needs a pa'ula, a maisa, there it's not going to help. But if it's a gili das on something which is just has to show that I wasn't makbid, that's why the Shach wants to disagree with Tosfos, because he says by Geneva it's just totally in Hakpada. Okay, everybody said this is one very, very geshmakas sugya. It's really kedai to read this Oni Giyantav well. The Oni Giyantav is 12 pages long. It's kedai to read every page of it, and I don't want to focus too much on it. I'll just bring you, we'll turn over the page, and there's really one sugya that all of you are learning now in Masechtas Kedushin, and with this you'll have a better understanding in the sugya Masechtas Kedushin. So I'll do that, and then I'll go over to another sugya which I wanted to do. Good morning. Here, page Tuf Tezvav in the Oyne Gyantiv. So, I'll just point out one more point in the Oyne Gyantiv where you'll see this concept, and then we'll go over to the other Oyne Gyantiv. Take a look at Tuf Tezvav, top right column. Ivezeyesh lo hava madam minim bekedushin. With this concept, the Oyne Gyantiv explains the sugya which you're learning in Kedushin. Katana shen eskacha shaloy ledasavia. Let's say a katana gets married without the permission of her father, she takes Kedushin, right? Tzricha get. She needs to have a get. Why? Why does she need a get? Dechashinen, because we're choishit. Sheminisratzav. Maybe the father agreed. One second. Let's think about the context, this subject, in the context of what we're learning now. If the father agrees, after the fact, lemafreya, what's going to happen? Good Kedushin. But one second, if the father didn't know about Peshas Maisa, so there was no Nicha, how does it work? Okay? So the Ran and the Rush says that if the father was Maskin, have a Kedushin Lamafreya. You can have a Kenyan Kedushin retroactively. Gevaldik Kasha, how could you have Kedushin retroactively?
But the Gemara answers that. He says that he has to have a get. Obviously, the father didn't accept.
But again, the question, we're not focusing on that part of it, we're focusing on one part. How could Kedushin work retroactively if he didn't know about it? B'shas Maisa, he couldn't have made a Kenyan. That's the question. So, V'ran, Aran Zal, V'zel Shoyne, V'chitei, M'ritzi, the boss Kedushin, Mai Mahani, Frek, the Rana Kasha, how could you do Ritzi, how could you agree to do Kedushin after the fact? Ikalameima, the reason is, Tam Lefisha Kolodim Reis Lezis Bitoi, I mitzvah deramia lea namihi, v'zochin laodim shaloi b'fonav. No, Rebbe, you wanted to speak about these words. As I said, wait a little bit, we'll talk about this. So he throws out another few things over here. That what? Everybody wants to marry off their daughter. And what? It's a mitzvah. And zoch laodim shaloi b'fonav. I miyah tamad in esratza av, k'shashom ahol in esratza leav k'dushin, lefi she'ein ze, zechuz goma, sh'ar yoytze meshusoy l'kama d'varam atkan l'shoinoi. Okay, fine. No, just you see the discussion. But he asked the kasha, l'choyre kasha, hakaim alon kabaya, da yish loy medas loy have a yish. Even mid loy have a schuz goma, loy mahana nichas ilama freya, right? That's this whole discussion. You can't retroactively do a pa'ula being makabal kedushin. So if I didn't know about it before the fact, how does it work? So he's going to go into this discussion right now, and the truth is, I don't want to get schlepped into Masechtas Kedushin. I want to really talk about another subject here, which talks about the Nichas Ilam Afreya by Mitzvahs. That's really, which is a beautiful lamas. I wanted to talk about that, so I'll just cut it very, very short. He says at the end of the Gantav Toma, says we're talking about a case where the father really gave his daughter permission to accept Kedushin, and therefore he told her, if you can find someone that's going to give you Kedushin, go out and take it. So therefore, the father's really maskim to the concept of Kedushin, but he says something else. All you need over here in this case is that the father shouldn't be a ma'ak makiv, that he's makbid, don't take kedushin from him. In other words, the father was there for the concept, go get married. The father, so therefore it's not a problem of
nich.
What's that?
The
ketana is taking the money on behalf of the father. All the father told the daughter, go out and accept kedushin. No, she is taking.
You have to say that the money that's later already in her hands works for it. How do you
Let's read a few lines. So let me tell you about how to debate it. Let's actually read a few lines. He says, "Let's read." But after midrash of a schuz gama zach liyadim shloim befonav kemoi beten shta shichaz eliavdi. Right? Okay. Aber midrash I have a schuz gama kiven the b'shas kedushin on the mistapik nichle lamani nichasa. The aval afimash kosa b'shit sashach hadav enochem. Okay, according to the Shach we just read, the Sugi and Kedushin works. The Masha of Zoich L'Kadosh Shabita ain't a Schiyas Mamon. It's not a Schiyas Mamon. Like we learn in Bava Kama, B'chiyotze B'zeg Abba Vlodas. Okay. Ati Vlodas, fine. V'achanami, Zeloi Mikra Schus Mamon, Rak Sheyesh Shloi Schus, Sheyachal L'Kadosh L'Mit Sheroitze, V'hi Eni Yechoy L'Skadosh B'loi Datoi. He has a schus to marry off to who he wants, and she doesn't have the schus to become mekudeshes without his das. See the discussion. The Gemara says in kedushin, a father can tell a daughter, "Go accept kedushin." Okay, because we are Taisvus and the Rashba write the einzek oim atema on leplani v'skadosh biti lach mekudeshim tam orif elahocha silik reshus. Lechudhi shenosan lo leshus lehiskadish imisalik koichoy v'reshusa mimena v'i yesh los chus la'atzma hakesef kedushin. You hear good geshmak what he's saying over here? Okay, v'katan yesh lo yad liskais la'atzmai. Okay, when it comes to schia, katan has a yad. Fine, but the point is. The way, I don't want to get schlepped into the shtickles, a lot of lamdas here, but the concept at least, the Oni Yontif is throwing out that the reason why by Kedushin it works is because all the father needs to do is he has to not be makbid that the daughter should accept Kedushin. If the father's makbid, so then, and therefore, even though usually you need to know about what you're doing beforehand, because that's only the Oni Yontif says when you need to do an action, but when you need to just not block an action from happening, that already can work right. Retroactively. So that's how he ties in the sugi of Kedushin. I'm telling you, that was this Oinig Yontif is a very, very geschmackes sugi. Then he goes into a beautiful Pnei Yeshua. But I would like to focus now on one more concept, because there's a lot of lam that's here. There's many different sugis, and I don't want to miss out the opportunity to learn these different sugis. The Oinig Yontif, you also have a tshuva in Simen Memches, in the Oinig Yontif. Now this Simen Memches is a very beautiful discussion. He has the following, I'll just throw out the question first. One morning, you wake up on Sukkot morning, you realize your esrog became pusel. Right? And those, so what do? You go, you know your neighbor has a beautiful esrog, so you decide you're going to use the other person's esrog and lulav without permission. No?
Dusa
shanandish. Huh? One second. No. We're going to, not the, I said one morning, not the first day. Not the first day. After the first day, it just has to be not guzel. Right? It was the first day. Okay, Simon Memches. What's that? Oh, Kepeda, no Kepeda. That's a discussion. So take a look, Simon Memches, which is before this Shuv and the Oinig Yontif. Go back, Rabbi Say, in the booklet. It's right after the Shara Frayim. There is a beautiful Shtikel Oinig Yontif here who addresses this question. So again, we're throwing out the question. The question is, I wake up in the morning, my esrog is pusel. I walk into the besmedrash, I take another person's esrog, and I want to use the esrog without permission. I mean, everybody, so the only remembers we once said a shir about a very famous rush in Masechtas Chulin, where the rush discussed walking into a besmedrash and taking another person's talus without permission, right? That's a different discussion that we had, and we discussed that a bit before, that as long as the person, you put it back folded and the person's not makbid, so you can use another person's item. Now, the choice brings in Simon Reish Tes, that even though the Ktzois happens to disagree with the Shach, by the way, and the Ktzois says that this concept that the Shach was Machadish, very important to hear this shtickle, the Shach says that we don't say a concept called Nicha Lamafreya, right? You remember that? The Shach said we do say a concept called Nicha Lamafreya as long as the person just doesn't block The action, Masha'en came by a mitzvah where you need to do a pu'ula, that's a different story. That was what we learned in the name of the Shach. The Ksois right away brings this down, and the Ksois says, I don't know what you're talking about. The Ksois says, we have a Tosfos that says different than the Shach, and Rav Heshi brought a raya from a Gemara that says differently. So the Ksois supports Tosfos, and he says, no, we don't say a concept of Nicha that the Bailam agree when it goes retroactively, only going forward. That's what the Ksois says. The Ksois then asks the Kasha that we find many times that by mitzvahs, you can take another person's chefetz without permission. So when you took the item, you weren't allowed to use it. So how could you do that? So the Ksois writes a very beautiful lashon. He says, V'dilma nichase de mitzvah shani. I want to just explain what those words in the Ksois mean. Nichse de mitzvah shani means that when you have a concept of nichale le'inish, lemevet mitzvah b'memoinai, that, like they say in Lamas Shesprach, that shafts a fartige permission, right? You have to hear what's happening over here. Since nichale le'inish, lemevet mitzvah b'memoinai, it's not like when you hear it, you say, oh, it was okay that you used it, and therefore retroactively you were allowed to use it. But rather, it doesn't work that way. Rather, you have automatic permission. It's very important, remember, because it's not pshat, because remember, according to the Shach, according to the Ktzois, and according to Tosfos, it's geneva to take a person's item without permission, even though when he finds out later, he's going to say it's okay, that it's going to be okay. Now, the answer is that Nicha makes that there's an automatic permission up front. That's what the Ktzois writes. Yes, if you're makbid, not makbid, there's a big difference.
You have to think right away, how could this guy be makbid? It would be a midas doim for him to be makbid.
Correct. Goes into midas doim. And there's a lot of, let me tell you something, there's a lot of practical halacha lemaisa on this that I told you, I promise I'm not going to speak about today because I'm speaking about that by Hakel tomorrow. So I'm not talking about any of the practical, I'm talking only the lumdus that's behind this sugya. Yes, if you go a detailed item by item where people are makbet, that changes the aloha.
That would be makbet.
I would like to share with you a Shiva's Oynig Yontif, and it's kedai to see this Shiva, how he viewed taking another person's essay without permission. And a lot of the lumdus we discussed till now, you have the shalom by an essig, by the way. You have a shalom by a liliv, and the simon shulchan aruch about going and taking another person, using another person's sikka without permission, right? Hatoykif sikkus shal chavayri is also a sigya, which is three sigyas that I could die to learn all the yontav of sikkus about the subject. Okay, let's take a look. Memches imita likach esig shal chavayri levurachol biyontiv im chavayri ena mesratza bazeh. Now this gets better. You hear? He wants to take the position afiliyena vilnisht. Okay, till now we're talking about the Yen is for sure going to allow you. He's saying, how about the next page after the Shire of Friday? That's it. He says, how about if you know for sure he's not going to give you your shoes? Okay. So, Behuda Paskin in the Esrik Agusin Apostle Af Beyontiv. This that we Paskin, right? Now, why Yontiv Shiny? Because, like you said, Yontiv Rishon has to be Lechem. Okay? Loibin Lechem. No. A little bit vata. He brings down guzla's puzzle up the yontif sheni. Yesh estabekim zay dafkim guzla esik liyis shaloi legamri. Listen to the clair of the oinig yontif. The case of taking a person's esrik. Forget about geneva, but taking a person's esrik, which is a psul in what? That there's a psul that the esrik is the, of mitzvah boba veira als gezel, is that only when you take it and the other person doesn't have access to his own esrig anymore? V'notle v'yotze boy, ozlo yotze, avol benotle balkorcha shel bailim. Claire's the oinig yontif, if I walk into your house and I take the esrig, I force you to let me use the esrig. Lotzes boy lachziroi, v'achakach yotze boy, yotze bey netila oi loishno. Am I allowed to come into your house and pick up your esrig, force you to allow me to use it, and then I'll return it to you? But I never stole it. I was never a shel shleimidas because I took it dafka al manas lahachzir. This is the shtickel that he clears. No.
And the fact that the Baal wasn't able to use it at that moment.
I'll use it a minute later. Yes, a whole day you can use it.
Use it now.
No, and I'll use it in 3 minutes from now. Let's see.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, it
and who? Yeah, that was the shiloh which Rav Heshi was asking before. Does it make a difference? The paid of the individual. That's also perhaps. But it's the sound. I want to just read this.
But
this.
You're talking with him. What really paid is that when he's right there.
And he says no.
Don't want
and he says no.
Yeah.
Okay, I want the Yagam to read this tshuva well.
You're saying that even if he says no, that it's okay?
That's the question he's posing. Usually, you know, we spoke way about a talis, Mishabura brings that if you know he has to pay the analogy to use it, we spoke about that already, but another shir. Comes the Oinigyantav, he has tshuva, you want to use the person's estric, and you're going to give it back, are you allowed to use it or not? So let's take a look at the Oinigyantav. L'choyer nira, the dafka, im gozal liyas shaloy legamri, oz mikra estric ha-gozal. Comes along the Oinigyantav and he says, dafka if I take it, and I don't intend to share it with you, to give it back at all. Avlamat lachzir lei mikra gozal. He takes the position, if I take it on the condition to return to you, it's not considered stolen. Not only is halacha that if you steal amanas lahachs, it's also there's a she'iltis that says that lo signiv amanas lemeket amanas letzar. Goes even more. Yishalmi says that if you see a guy that needs tzedakah and you want to give him tzedakah, but you know who refused to take, you're not allowed to steal on the smach to get caught and pay him dal vehe. Right? Remember that Yishalmi. So that's even also. You want to create a situation where you owe him dal vehe al pi halacha, so the guy shouldn't have to take all it also also. How do we address that? We're going to have to address that, 100%. But let's see first what the Ayin Gantav says. V'domi lohada minim besukkah, l'rabbonon, the sovri kaka in nixelis. It's compared to the case that we learned in Masechta Sukkah, that kaka is not nixelis. In toikiv es chaveir v'sim misikosa yotze. Let's say I go and I take a person, I physically lift him out of his sukkah, and I use the sukkah, I'm yotze, the kaka in nixelis. Afal gav devadei ovid isura, even though I'm definitely ovid an issa, since there's no kinyan b'toyrus gezel, loy mikri mitzvah bo b'aveir. V'hochanami b'esrik, shaloy nischaven l'goizloy, by an esrik too, if I'm not mechaven to steal it, v'liya shaloy, rak not loy bal korchoich losses boy, loy have mitzvah bo b'aveir. Okay, so he takes the position that by an esrik, that you took it bal korchoich, it's not, even though he says a lashon that it's an issa by the case of the sukkah, it's not called a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mi ef shaloyma, maybe not. The dafka gav a karka, maybe only by karka. The mitzvah rachmona mitaritz gezel ein leidin gezel. Avol be metaltelin, but maybe when it comes to metaltelin, kol shenotei ba kocha shel habaylim afshoy is lachzir nama mikri gezel. The rachmona oiki b'shus leschayv ba'insim. Maybe when it comes to a chayfetz, it's different, because when you're holding on to that chayfetz, that chayfetz now is considered something which is in your shus legaba kinyonim legaba oinsim. So maybe there is a certain amount of achrayis of bailus. Okay, so let's continue down here a little bit on the page. He says as follows at the end. Let's go to the end of this paragraph. The belav hocha. So listen to the lomdas that the Ayin Gantav throws out, Rabbi Say. Absolutely fascinating lomdas. The Ayin Gantav throws out a lomdas. No, Your Honor, you want to hear the nafkamina? I'll tell you the nafkamina. When it comes, the Ayin Gantav says to Geneva, why, if you take something temporarily, on the condition to return it, are you considered a ganiv? The teretz is because when you take it temporarily, you can have hanah from it at that moment. So therefore, stealing something temporarily, even to return it, you're considered a ganiv. Zokta oynig yontiv, but since mitzvahs alav lehenes nitni, so therefore, and since ganeva is only to take something permanently, listen to this lamdas. Taking something temporarily is only osa mishim geneva because of the hanah you have at that short time. But therefore, when you take something temporarily and you can't have hanah because mitzvah lav lehen is nitni, it's mutta and it's not considered gezela. Therefore, he says to take something temporarily to be mekayim a mitzvah on the condition to return it, the Ayin Gantav tainus. Yeah, because you have an ulterior moment at that temporary moment, an ulterior motive at that temporary moment, which means what he's arguing is that all the amanas letzar, right, lemeket, your case you're mentioning, right? At that very moment, you're proving your point. You're doing something at that very very moment, right? Now, one time I was walking down the street here in Flatbush at night, and there was a guy came home from the airport. in the middle of the summer. It was a very quiet night here, and he was unloading his car. He left his trunk open. So there's another guy in the block who walked by. He says, "Wow, the guns on a Kalen. What's his problem?" He leaves his car open. Doesn't he realize somebody can come steal his suitcases? I'm going to teach him a lesson. Quickly runs, grabs all the suitcases out of the car, puts them on the side of the car. A minute later, he goes and he hides across the street, and the guy comes out. "Kailas of Rukim, who stole my suitcase? Who stole my suitcase?" Yeah, that's your case, right? So there is a motive at that very moment. That's an issa. But he says when it comes to the issa of Geneva, two yisoides. Issa of Geneva, almanas to return it. Number one, issa of Geneva is almanas to return it is usa mitam. Because you have Hanoah. But if you're not having Hanoah, because even if you think you're having Hanoah, mitzvah slav lahenes nitni, he tainas that it's mutter. Piliplum, shtikloin negantav, everybody say. One of the greatest lamdonim of all time. Now, I want to just share with you, based on this, another very yishmak shtikl, the oil lentach aladaf yoimi here. So go to the next page. Kuf tzadik dalet. Everybody say, take a look, kuf tzadik dalet here. Turn over the page. You'll have now a new light in a sugya that everybody's struggling with in the Daf Yomi, right? What did Rabbi Akiva tell us? We know the famous story with the Gemara there. If mamzerim yechoyel litar or not, right? What do you do if a person has a mamza and you want to purify your mamzas? That is a whole trick, right? You create a situation with an avdis. Huh? Let's take a look. Bezeh yesh levar, page kuf tzadik dalet on the right side. The second paragraph. With this, you can have a better understanding. Hoda meaning the kedushin dish busy chinah that have some loy mamzahava. The Gemara says a story that in the house of Reb Samloy they had a mamza. Amale I agtimasach tahar tini livenayach. Right? He says, if I would have been before you, I have the ability. Listen to me. I can get you all purified. Okay. What's the plan? Go out, steal. Get yourself sold as an Eved. As an Eved, what's going to happen? You're going to marry a Shifcha. And he held that a Mamza that's born a Shifcha Kananis, the children are not Mamzerim anymore.
You're not Fadim.
One sec. Fine. Then you'll get to get Shifcha. You'll get to get Shifcha. Fine. Eventually, you'll get some money, you'll get them redeemed, and everybody's fine. Frekti oinig yantev akasha. What was the bit of advice he gave him? Let's go through the advice again. Go out and steal. Huh? Oh, that's the Anissa Lekatchila. Okay, fine. Okay, V'dochi l'oyim l'isa shivcha l'katchila in yachol l'rev tafim d'kami yachol m'zayn l'tahin l'isa shivcha hirak b'di yevet. Okay, fine. V'hoda om v'sheho yachol ta'a bonav t'hav om l'zil v'zdabim b'evet ivri ayin shom v'kosha eich shoy l'ignoiv l'katchila l'ignoiv. How can he give somebody advice l'katchila to become a ganiv?
He doesn't have to steal.
He could
become poor and sell himself as an Eben Kanani.
Poor doesn't work. Is a shaila there? That's right. That's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. Okay, good. It's machloikis. If that's in the beginning. Then in the sugi de daf tezvav, you have a shaila. You learn out soches. If you equate all the halachas by nimker atzmoi to machri yibezden, so let's not go into that. But that's a shaila. But the Gemara is assuming they're not. Vahashte istaka ovid the ova alav the loy signoivi the kivin the asalisa shivcha b'shvila ta'azari pshita the asaliginav kadei le ta'azari. A person's a lot of steel thing with ta'azari. It's a beautiful question he's asking. But with his yisoid, he has an answer to the kasha. If shalom de have amale lignoiv, he told him to steal. V'yehei date lahachse aganeva. The intent will be to return the ganeva achakach. V'lo yedi lahanignav shiroitz lahachse. He's not going to tell him right away. V'yimke be'evet ivri be'bezin kedib. V'achakach yachse loy haganeva. Wow, this is some chiddush. V'kivin shein roitz liknois. Right? The gamla yehenem yagneva, the leova alav, the le signoivi. Now listen to this. He says, number one, he's intending to return it. Number two, he's not going to use the money, he's not going to have hano. I don't know what this means exactly. And what? He's not going to use the money, and it's for a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah lav lehenos. Mitzvah lav lehenos.
He's going to have the
hennos. Huh? Oh, but lahach shezara is a mitzvah. That's not called hennos. It's like the stealing the estric temporarily and returning it, which is also going to be mutta because you don't have both of the qualities. Rabbi say, Philip Lom, what?
Who says you can sell an lemon ivory if you weren't the
No, he's getting himself sold.
He's getting himself sold, but he really wasn't in God.
Oh, he's saying he's hiding the fact. That's why he's saying... The dinim, he says, it's felt in dinim geneva. The problem is, you don't have the lamdunim to know that. B'sheas Masa said, he get him sold.
But
he's telling that the mechir nishka mechir...
Why can't he just be boiled out of line as bums and blood mums?
No, the Gemara says case of Matamam's item.
What happened to
him? He's
boiled a shiksa.
What's that? No, it's a whole different shell, but let's not go. But here, but the point over here, you see this point, it's an unbelievable point he's trying. Listen, we'll keep this chalik of the Oinagant of Lalucha Veloy Lamasa, this chalik. But the Yisoid, he says, is a beautiful Yisoid. Let's just chazer over the Yisoid. The Yisoid is first we start off that there's a concept that when you use another person's possession, you have to have permission at the onset to use the other person's possession, except in those cases that I mentioned right away in the beginning of the shiur that he's allowed you many times, or it's a small item that everybody would allow, but generally you need to have permission. That's your side number one. Your side number two is the fact that he gives you permission later. Does it work retroactively or not? It was a machloikas. Tosfos said no, the Ktzoi said no, the Shach said yes. However, the Shach, the Oinig Yontif says, even the Shach says yes, that has to be in a specific situation that all you need is not to be a ganav. But if you need to accomplish a pe'ula, like a kima mitzvah, like truma chala, then already it would not help. When it came to a mitzvah, since we have a concept of nicha, that's like you have permission right away, because nicha lishma is v'moina. And then the Oinig Yontif added that when it came to doing a mitzvah, we said before that it has to be the person's not makbid, but if the person is makbid, then you're still allowed to do it if you're taking it just for a short period of time. And then what's going to happen is that after you take it, you're going to return it. And taking it on the condition to return is not considered a ganav unless you have ano. And since mitzvah lav lahen is nitni, so already you don't say that. Okay, everybody said, no, halacha l'maisa, there's much more to be said. I just said specifically, I just spoke about the lumbus. You look at the Paiskim Bepashas, when a person is makbid, it's not allowed. Though, I want to stop for a moment, a lot of the cases that are bought, for example, talis is not necessarily a mitzvah. The reason why I say talis is not necessarily a mitzvah, if you have a beget shel dalet kamfis, the interesante tshuva for Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses if you're allowed to go and take another person's kittel, a person's in Besmedrish, he has to go over to the Umet, to Davin, Geshem, Tal, he wants to borrow another person's kittel without permission. So the Moshe Gadda says that you say Nicha by a kittel. So the Moshe says, maybe you shouldn't say Nicha, because it's not a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah, kittel, we're in Kiddushka mitzvah. So the Moshe says, but Talus is the Chochushka mitzvah, because Talus is only a Chiv if you're wearing a bag of Dalit Kamfis. So it could be, perhaps, that's why I said I don't want to talk Halochal Maisa, that the difference between the Oinig Yontav and Halochal Maisa, the Oinig Yontav is talking about a mitzvah, like an estrig. And okay, Masha Enkein, right? The Masha Enkein, when we talk about a Talus, maybe it's a bit different. So that's why I said we're going to focus on the Lumbus only. No, sir, boys, I really should answer this question because stuck in the Gei Lamaisa. Just to round out the sugi at least. The Gemara brings above Metzia that Vayisav Duvid, right, Vayoyim Miyach Elayni Soilim Bashar, so the Gemara brings a drusha there that they went to war and there was Gedishim of Soirim, which the Plishtim were hiding in those big piles. And the Azdov and Amelech HaShalev, they went to the Sanhedrin, are they allowed to burn down the piles of the Soirim in order to save the Yidin, right? That was the question over there. And that's even more than a mitzvah. That's Pekiach Nefesh. That's Pekiach Nefesh. Based on that Gemara, there's a Yishalmi, and it's very interesting. The Yishalmi says that there are four things that are Yarek Valyava, Avaydazura, Giliaroyas, Shrichas Dumam, and Genaiva. That's that. Right. And if you take a look, by the way, it's very interesting. If you look in the Siman and Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya that discusses when you have a concept of Yarek Valyaver. So the Shlaima Klieg and Chachma Shlaima writes a comment. I don't know why the Mechaber left out the fourth one that's called Geniva. The answer to that question is that even Geniva is mitzvah, and this is Paschal Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, to save a person's life when there is an intent to return it. So it's mitzvah, when there's an intent to return it. So the nafkamina, the way to emphasize those sigis is, that sig is talking about when there's no intent to return, then it's yarg valyava. But it's because it's an imdina that every person would allow you to use it if you're going to return it, if you're going to save your life. So that's the...
You said that it's a mitzvah.
Huh?
And therefore it's
Sedu mitzvahs. But that we can go continue the discussion. Fine, everybody. Take care.